It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
Curfews have always been about keeping us safe. What has changed is what we're being kept safe from.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rena Miller, and here with us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Hello, Ann.
Hello.
We had curfews when I was growing up. They were imposed by our parents and by city law, in fact, but I've never thought about where the word came from. You've done some snooping?
I have, and it has a long history and a history that goes back to fire. So the word first comes into English in the 14th century from Anglo-Norman, and the root of it is the verb cover and the word fire. And if for people who know French, couvrir and feu, and that gives us curfew. The story is that in medieval Europe, at a fixed hour in the evening, a bell would toll. And that would mean that people should extinguish their fires, the idea being that we shouldn't have unattended fires at night because people's houses might burn down. So that's where curfew starts, is that evening bell to say you should put out your fires. It came over time to refer to any ringing of the bell, often at night, but could be at another time, and sometimes for a regulation. It was a time when you were supposed to do something. Now, for most of us, it's a time you're supposed to be home. And I was thinking about it in terms of teenagers with curfews to what keep us safe from ourselves.
Well, yes, to keep us safe from them or to keep them safe from themselves, yeah.
But I was struck. I was looking at James Joyce, Ulysses, which is in the OED, 1922. And in that work, what it says is when the curfew rings for you. So you see that early, even early in the 20th century, you still have that bell ringing sense being associated with curfew.
Are there other words that do the same thing, Anne?
There are other words in English where we have these hidden etymologies, these wonderful gems. So escape is one of them. This came into English in the 14th century, and in English it has always meant to get free from detention. But if you take it all the way back to Latin, it comes from ex and capa, out of your cloak. So it is to escape from your outer garments.
Unless maybe you're a flasher. There could be another thing. How about some other words that you've looked into that have the same sort of etymology?
One of my favorites is desultory. And this one, which now means that something is disconnected, or it could mean that it's disappointing. So if you have a desultory result, you didn't try hard enough, it was somehow disappointing. It goes back to the Latin base sol, salt, or salt, which means to leap. And so desultory originally meant of or belonging to a vaulter. And you can see how a vaulter, you came to mean someone who skips about or moves irregularly, and that's how we got to the meaning disconnected. That same root, the salt, we find in insult. And insult, if you take it back, means to leap on or to leap at, which makes total sense because when you insult someone, you're leaping on or at them in some metaphorical sense.
Not that you and I would ever do that, though.
Ever. But just so people know the etymology of it.
Interesting. As always, Anne, thank you so much.
Have a good Sunday.